holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 11. This is letter number 3557. And Baruch Hashem, this is dated the 15th of Sivan, Tavshin Tezva, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. This is referencing another letter. The Rebbe suggested not to, for the woman, not to have an internal examination. The Rebbe says that wasn't necessary when it wasn't necessary. And the Rebbe is clarifying that this that I wrote in my previous letter, that it is appropriate to try not to have these internal examinations, that is only during the pregnancy. The Rebbe was concerned, apparently, for the pregnancy to have some of these internal examinations. But that has nothing to do before pregnancy or after birth. Has nothing to do with that. The Rebbe only suggestion, the Rebbe saw that it was appropriate not to do that during the pregnancy. Okay, so that's a clarification of that matter. Then the Rebbe addresses, he writes to the Rebbe that he cannot undertake any more work in the Chabad orchard, meaning Chabad work, because of his financial situation. So, basically, if he had more time, if he had to devote more time to doing the outreach work, the Chabad work, and he wouldn't be able to make enough for his living. So the Rebbe answers him, I have already written to several of the men of the Anash, of the Hasidim, that when you work in the Chabad orchard, it's not that you are doing a favor to our holy leaders, to our holy Rebbes. You're not doing them a favor. The main thing is you're doing a favor for yourself. And not only in matters of the world to come, which mean in the future you'll get a bigger portion in heaven, but also in this physical world, health and your livelihood. So therefore, Rebbe says, if you find yourself in a condition that your health or your livelihood is not as needs to be, so one of the ways to improve your health or to improve your livelihood when they're not the way they should be, God forbid. So one of the omens and one of the suggestions to improve them is to add more in the orchard of Chabad. And not to say that only after the animal's soul will recognize the benefit, then you will take the medicine for the situation. It's obvious. In other words, a person says, when I get better, then I'll start taking the medicine. So, you know, I mean, when you get better, you don't need the medicine. You need the medicine to get better. So the Rebbe is saying, you are going to get better by working more in Chabad, not by not working in Chabad. That's your remedy. And this is a Gemara in Ksubas that says, Melech Momen Choser. So it's a different translation. Rashi translates over there, if you want to salt your money, in other words, you want to keep your money, to make sure it's chaser, you have to give for tzedakah. That's the way. So to get your health, you got to work harder and do more mitzvahs, more in the Kerem Chabad to improve your health. And the Rebbe says, I pray from the blessed Hashem that my above words will be internalized by you, so that you'll do so, and you will become a tefeach hamanas latfiach, meaning moist enough to make other moist also by your friends about this, with blessings for good news and all the above and for parnasa. So the Rebbe first clarifies that the suggestion of not doing internal inspection applies only during the pregnancy and not before and after, as far as his condition of parnasa, that he has no more time to devote to Chabad. The Rebbe says it's the other way around, that if you devote more time to Chabad, then your parnasa, your livelihood, will get better. And don't wait for it to get better to start taking the medicine. Do the medicine now and work harder in the Keron Chabad, and the Eibishter will send you his blessings of improved parnosa and health, etc.